Well, back at home, the FBI and the Justice Department are working with Mississippi officials to investigate the death of an African-American man found hanging from a tree yesterday. Officials have not made a positive identification, but his family is saying it's 54-year-old Otis Byrd, who's been missing since March 2nd. He was found hanging by a bedsheet in the woods in Port Gibson behind a house belonging to his family. Authorities say an autopsy will help them determine whether the death was a homicide or a suicide. But it's obviously prompting memories of another time when a black man hanging from a tree, the so-called strange fruit, sent a far clearer message. Dana Chandler is the archivist at Tuskegee University. Tuskegee has one of the largest archives on the history of lynching. So Dana, fill us in. When did lynching start in this country in a way that you could track it?
Well, our records go back to 1882 and they continue on to 1968. They were compiled by the first archivist at Tuskegee, Monroe, in Work. Monroe Work was very active in compiling data regarding African Americans from right around 1911 to 1943, in which he compiled the Negro Yearbook, a very important document that handles statistical information about African Americans and demographic information changes, etc.
Mm-hmm. And we should say that lynching has taken to mean hanging, but it had a broader definition.
Yes, it does. To the African-American community, it's very important to understand that lynching is not just being hung by the neck. It goes far beyond that. It's other acts of murder and killing, but it goes even further than that. It is a way that the population was controlled. Like if somebody was lynched in a particular neighborhood or a community, it acted as a way to keep people under the thumb of Jim Crow laws. And they were terrified.
Yeah.
So, in effect, what you have is a psychological lynching, which did transpire.
These are the Jim Crow laws, the racist laws in the South, long after the Civil War.
Right.
We know Brian Stevenson, the executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative, has started a project to have a memorial at all of the lynching sites in America, as you said, not just hanging, but burnings, shooting deaths. And again, we do not know in this particular case in Mississippi what has happened here, and authorities will do an autopsy and find out. But what does even the notion mean to African Americans? What does even the headline, Black Man Found Hanging, how does that reverberate?
Well, I'm sure what it does is it harkens back to a period of time where this went on a regular basis, and feels like we haven't come as far as we might have thought we had, you know, with the election of Barack Obama as president and all the other successful things that have gone on since 1968, when we have the last of the lynchings on our records.
Well, I was going to ask you that. So 1968 is the last one that you have on your records.
Right.
When was the peak?
Well, the peak was actually back in the 1930s and 40s. We have in our records 4,743 lynchings. Mm. Of that, 1,297 white, 3,446 were black. In particular, one of the interesting things is that in Mississippi, there were 42 whites that were lynched and 539 African-Americans that were lynched in the state of Mississippi during that period of time. One of the things I do want to say, though, regarding our lynching records, I do think that number is low, okay? Because Monroe Work was such a stickler for his details, he probably didn't include anything that he felt like might have not been strong enough to record as a lynching. And then, of course, there were other lynchings that were not recorded. So I believe that there were probably 5,000 or better lynchings that actually occurred in the United States of America.
And just as we let you go, what would it be like? There's a new book about Malcolm X as a young man written by his daughter as he travels to Boston and glancing out a train window and seeing a man hanging from a tree. Would it be that common that you could just see it?
You could see it, but I don't know that you could say that it was a common thing. It was done out in the open where everybody could see it. As again, it was a matter of controlling the population, okay? And it worked very good to do that.
Dana Chandler, archivist at Tuskegee University. They have one of the largest archives of lynching in the U.S. Dana, thank you.
You're welcome.